Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Hey,
dealing with
a lot of niggas that I may affiliate with, but they could never be brand one. Cause they not mafia material. Know what I'm saying?
Swear to God.
You know.
Look in the mirror, what do you see? I see someone dealing with heartbreak. When I love a nigga, my heart aches. I know how Cubans get guard tape, but that do not help with the heart pain. My little brother died in the car chase. He spent on my older brother from inside the wheel. He got the car spray. Guess he got through in a crossway. Thankful that we ever crossway. Wonder do heaven got always. Praying how much I say always. Salute OG Boobie, that's all day. Bringing it back on the causeway. Ain't fucking with niggas, they all fake. It's up on my end and they all hate. You can't get mad at a nigga who getting it if he not carrying y'all way. I had to make a decision. Bread won a mission to get it while y'all wait. I get the coffee delivered. Metric ton off the boat in a tall crate. Maybe I'm having an off day. Maybe I had a heart in my heart chain.
Look in the mirror. I see a great man. Look in the mirror. I see a great man. Just look in the mirror.
I see a great man. I used to live like a caveman. Stress until I done got gray hair. Me and Odell Beckham having conversations relating to life well. I told him I used to have nightmares. Somebody killing me, trying to get rid of me. Bitch, I'm really retarded. You gotta finish me right there. Say Mizzy was smiling when somebody shot him. Diamonds on hitting the night air. Let's breathe for a minute. I mean, did a nigga not think that this day would come? I mean, from a law we come to a law we must return. I put a hoe in a 2 liter and remembers the joy and we all wear. I put a hoe in a 2 seater. I press on the floor in the car bed. Running around like a boss there. Dump through a mouse with a cartel. Tell you a dog with a small tail. Low to the ground with a large head.
The hoe that you love is she garbage. I'ma go room in the carpet. Take your shoes off in the apartment. We could go sit on the carpet. Look, I made you some tea, she got all wet. But I am not falling for all that. I hear from the back and she all, yeah. Leaving on callback. I hear from the back and she on, yeah. You gotta leave it on callback. Only the players should I entertain. I done matured, I was being lame. I had some cuts turned into things. You know I'm still praying for it play. I'm still affiliated with the game. Real on a game. Cop light, no looking around at the stoplight. These niggas be acting, they not right. And all this security top flight. That might have went over your head a little bit, but it come off a Friday with my L. Smoking a clip on a night, yeah. We trying to celebrate another season. I'm trying to levitate it out of reach. I'm trying meditation with my breathing. I'm trying better ways of living decent. I'm on some medication, got me thinking. I roll a cigarette with the TV. I'm on a different level on the keys. I'm on a different level on the keys. I'm on a different level on the keys.
Man, hey, peace, peace, peace and love, beautiful soul. Man, welcome, welcome, welcome to Enhance and Awareness Radio. I'm your host for the night, the White Jolly. Once again, we're here to do it live in full effect. I appreciate you all, as usual, for your time and your energy. I thank you all for taking the time out to tune in. Hopefully we can give you something worth listening to. I would like to also thank the whole family over here at Enhance and Word, and you know, everybody, the whole family, all the hosts over here. My brother Keith playing the background as we normally do. Tonight, let's go ahead and get into why we're here. We want to talk about your work. Knowing your work. The power in knowing your work. Just a simple word of work, right? So many things in this world have value. So many different ways that we place value on so many different things. Some things have emotional value. Some things have financial value. Some things have priceless value, right? Somewhere along the line, the value of ourselves gets twisted. We often sell ourselves short, is what I mean by that. And there's nobody that I know that has not found themselves in a position where they weren't selling themselves short, to where they didn't do something or didn't allow themselves to be fully, compensated for their talents or for their whatever the case may be. It may not even be a financial gain that you were shorted on. It may be the love that you didn't get reciprocated back to you that you were putting out. It may be the loyalty that you did not receive back that you feel like you were putting out. It's a lot of different things when it comes to your work. See, there's so many levels to what do you feel like or what do you know your worth is. See, there's a difference between knowing and thinking. See, if you allow yourself to think that you know your worth, then anybody can come along and tell you your worth. See, this is why people are so easily influenced in church. It's why it's so easy for someone to convince you of how powerful or how strong you are in your weakest moments, because you're questioning your worth. See, this is how vulnerability slips in. This is how we often find ourselves looking for love in all the wrong places. This is how we often find ourselves doing things that we soon regret, for money, for emotional gain, for someone else's trust, for someone else's love. So many different things, so many different ways that we can lose our worth and our value. It is a powerful thing, your worth. In all actuality, it is all you have. This is why they say a man is only, you know, a man's word is his bond, because at the end of the day, all you have is your word. See, and that is more power in your worth. See, once you know your worth, you understand the power in your words. You understand the power in everything that you do. You know and you resonate on the frequency of being authentic. See, that comes with knowing your worth. Because once you know your worth, you don't allow anybody else to define it. You don't allow anybody else to put a price on it. See, you know what you're capable of and what you're not going to do, no matter the situation, because you know yourself. And I'm telling you, man, like, when I thought about this topic, when I told Keithon this is going to be the topic, because I often don't even plan them out. You know, he asked me and then I think about it. Like, that's how it goes. And I was like, you know what? Let's do self-worth, bro. And he was like, I read it. And, when these things hit me, because it's all reflections, right? Every day we have battles with our worth. Even the strongest of us have moments, right? Because thoughts are often not our own. So we must identify with where they're coming from. So we often question and doubt ourselves in moments of where we feel like we should not be doubting ourselves. But we do it anyway, right? And it can be so sad in so many cases, to where we don't allow ourselves to fully live up to our own potential because we're doubting our own worth. We're allowing something or someone or whatever we're going through to really dictate how we feel about ourselves and people. That's not right. That's not a good place to be in, to be allowing someone to just put a value on you. Like, you can't tell me none of you haven't been through that. I will not believe that. And I'm pretty sure that everybody can contest to what I'm saying here, right? It is so, just when I even see people going through it or I even hear about it, people often try to figure out, why am I allowing this to happen? Like, what's going on with me? Like, you know, when I talk to certain people, like, and I often drive them back. Well, not often. I always take them back to themselves. Like, let me help you understand that it's you versus you. It is you not allowing yourself to fully, right, be who you are. And to doubt yourself, people. Doubt is a very powerful thing. It is a very slippery slope, this doubt, right? It can drive you and lead you to a place of worthlessness. It can leave you feeling like, why am I here? What am I doing? I often see people when they go through depression. Depression is a very, very, very powerful stage of not knowing your worth, because you begin to doubt yourself, you begin to question your purpose, you begin to even wonder why you even here. Why am I even living? And man, your self-worth is something that you must hold on to. You cannot relinquish it for anyone. Different stages, different things that we go through in our life often lead us to feeling like, you know, questioning how someone else sees us, how someone else values us. And we often find our worth in that. Like, well, hey, they think I'm a good person. They think I'm this, so I got to, you know, somebody believe in me, you know. And, man, to me, people, like, when you allow yourself to become to that point to where you are even becoming to be demised, really, by your own self-doubt, it's a dangerous place because you're in a vulnerable place, and a lot of times you don't know it. You don't even know what you're going through. You can't even identify with it. And see, why I say it's a dangerous place, because a lot of people don't ever come from it. See, this is why you see a lot of people turn into different vices, different things to help take away from how they feel about themselves, right? Like Michael Jackson used to say, the man in the mirror. Who are you looking for? And a lot of times, if you're not even searching or not even on that path of loving yourself. See, that's the path that you get on once you go to finding your worth, once you're on the road to finding your worth. See, self-love is the ultimate worth, right? Man, I'm over here thinking about this topic, and it's very, very touching to me because mental health, mental illness, all of these things tie into you not knowing your worth. All of these things tie into people giving up on life, giving up on things, giving up on themselves, first of all. Once you lose your power of free will, once you lose your power to even go on living, once your root chakra is off, right, once you lose that connection, your survival instinct, man, you're in a very dangerous place. That's when they say you have become a danger to yourself and others. And, man, I know a lot of you, I know a lot of you can relate to what I'm saying. Like, and if you can't, then what life are you living? What life are you living if you cannot even understand or even fathom what I'm telling you about being in a place of worthlessness? Of not feeling like you are the best version of yourself. Not feeling like you are enough. Not feeling whole. Needing someone else to define you. See, this is a very, very, very vulnerable and very, very, very unstable place to be in. People who are often in this place often cling to each other. They often find each other trying to allow other people to ease, right, that doubt. So they do certain things. See, this is how people become actors. And, you know, it's why what Biggie say, you know, you an actor, man, you deserve an Oscar. Some people deserve Oscars, man. They don't even realize how good of an acting job that they do. Because when you don't value yourself, you can easily slip into being somebody else. I'm going to say that again. When you don't value yourself, you can easily slip into trying to be somebody else. Right? That's how you see a lot of people wanting. That's how, what jealousy and all of these things come from. Envy. See, all of these things are linked to your lower chakras. All of these emotions trigger different emotions for you. Just that one feeling of worthlessness leads to vulnerability. Leads to doubt, leads to fear, leads to anger, jealousy, rage, disappointments, discouragement, just a total unwillingness to live. See, it's levels to everything. And once you allow yourself to slip into these realms of existence, because that's what they are. See, this is how your mind controls your reality, because If you feel like you're not worth shit, your life ain't going to be worth shit. It's just that simple. That's why it's easy for bums and homeless people to get up and do the same thing every day. They've given up. The will to go on has diminished. I've been there. I've been homeless. I've lived with other people. My will has been diminished. It has been to the point to where I didn't even know if I wanted to live anymore. I didn't know if I wanted to go on. What was my worth? If I couldn't live up to the expectations of everybody else, I questioned my own damn worth. I didn't think I was worth shit if I couldn't do what I feel like I was supposed to do for everybody else. That's one of the worst feelings of worthlessness that you can go through. Because now you're feeling worthless because you can't live up to somebody else's expectations. See, you forget about your own in that process. You forget who the fuck you are. See, this is what happens. So you slip into a realm of existence for everybody else and not for yourself. So many pieces of you have been given away. So much power you have relinquished to so many people around you. So many times you've allowed yourself to go through certain things. So many times you've allowed yourself to go through or give certain things or certain parts of yourself to people that you know you couldn't get back, hoping that they could repay you. Hoping that they understood how much you love them. Hoping that they understood how much you sacrificed for them. Hoping that maybe, just maybe, if you just did a little bit more for them, that maybe they would understand. Oh, man. It's a sad place, my people. It is a very, very, very sad place. And I'm telling you, coming from somebody who's been there, coming from someone who's has experienced, right, very, very, very. When I was in that place, I felt myself spiraling down. I felt myself drifting away. I felt my whole life force leaving me. Every day was like a dark day to me. Every day was a different storm for me. It felt like I was in a never-ending storm. It felt like shit was never going to end. It felt like I was never going to get out of it. And I began to speak death into myself to the point to where I began to even visualize myself dying. Visualizing people at my funeral. Thinking to myself, who is going to cry for me? Man, who is going to show up? Who's going to miss me? Who's going to give a damn if I die? Man, and when I tell you, that is living hell. See, this is how you can create hell for yourself here on this earth. I've been there. See, I don't speak on things that I think about or things that I'm wondering. I speak on what I live through. See, this is how my light working abilities are shining. See, this is what makes me powerful. This is what helped me know my worth. I was in that place of worthlessness. I was in that place of disparity. I was in that place of not giving a fuck about nothing. If any of you are from the Dallas, Texas area, or even the Houston, Texas area, there's a rapper down here named Zero. And man, back in the 90s, like back in that in the early 2000s, man, this rapper was really on some depressing rap, man. I was on him, you know. But in the process of losing all of that, I found myself. I truly found the essence of who I am. I had to lose so many different aspects of who I thought I was, though, in the process. Man, it was a hell of a journey, I should say. Take the road, less travel, Robert Frost says, the famous poet. A lot of people learned this poet, this poem in elementary. See, the road less traveled is the road that you travel for you, see. That's the powerful thing in the road less traveled. There's no crowd on the road to learn who you are. There's nothing, nobody you have to wait on. Nobody in your way. It's always you versus you. So the question is, who's winning? Are you allowing your worth to be defined by all the things that are happening outside of you in your life? Are you allowing how you feel to be dictated by what you have or don't have? Are you allowing everything that you do, everything that you try to create, to be stalled or held up or even put to rest because of what you don't have? Are you making more excuses than moves? See, I found my place. I found myself in a place to where I learned that, you know, it was just me. I didn't even have to, you know, I took away the excuses. I began to understand that I was enough. I used to have a saying, man, one of my partners, man, he said this before, and I loved it when he said it, man, rest in peace. And if any of you know Future, right, there's a dude on there, he used to be OG Double D, and he used to say, free bands, but if anybody you know Future, you know, from the Atlanta area, you'll know what I'm talking about. But he ended up getting killed in a drive-by down there in Atlanta. I knew that dude, very close friend of mine, told me, he said, man, drop me off in Atlanta. Now, he said, drop me off in New York with a dollar. He said, come back in a week. I'll be eating steaks with the big dogs with a mink on. See, he knew his worth. He knew his worth. So I was like, you know what? I began to understand I am the money. So with certain things or certain times, I found myself in my life to where I already knew my worth, but I didn't even understand what I was claiming. See, it's like you do things subliminally, and it's always been who you are. See, that's the power when you find out your worth. You realize that, damn, I've always been a bad motherfucker. Now I know why I'm a bad motherfucker. And you can walk in that. See, you begin to walk it like you talk it. There is no doubt anymore once you find your worth. See, there's so many things that you can look for, so many keys, right? So many little things that happens throughout your day that lets you know that you're questioning your worth. And what I mean by that is when the thoughts begin to occur, when you begin to think about something that you should be doing and you begin to doubt yourself or you begin to tell yourself, wait. See, all of these derive from you not knowing your worth, you not knowing the power in you creating, you not knowing that your blessings are waiting on you. See, opportunity does not knock. I'm going to say that again. Opportunity does not knock. Opportunity is always waiting for you to take it. There's a saying in Greek and Latin terms, carpe diem, seize the day. See, you have to seize the day, seize the moment. Every moment is for you to capture. Every moment in your life is worth something. Once you realize that, you have really began to take the true power of your worth back from everything and everybody that you've given it to. Understand that your time is valuable. If not to anybody else, it has to be to you for first and foremost. See, your energy, your just the fact that you give somebody your time is power. See, just the fact that you allow yourself to just show up to different places or whatever the case may be. See, you worth something while you're there. You don't have to fade to black when you show up to these places. Quit shying away from the moments. A lot of times we often go places and like we feel like, man, I don't even know why I went there. You missed something. See, you weren't willing to show up for that moment. See, you didn't know your worth. It was somebody or something there that you were supposed to do, somebody you were supposed to meet, but you didn't do it. This is why you leave certain places, leaving feeling unfulfilled. See, this is the power of that energy. See, you walked in there and then you felt like I'm here for something. Then you just like, fuck it, I don't know. You just gave up. See, all of that is coming from somewhere. So how rooted are you? How knowledgeable are you of your power? Do you even know what you're worth? Or do you have to call somebody else to figure it out? Or are you waiting on somebody else to tell you how much you love them. I mean, you tell me, which one is it? It's very, 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 very intriguing question once you think about it. Man, and I think about things myself, and as I'm trying to really, like, figure out why people even question or doubt my work. That's one of the most probably things that, one of the most provoking thoughts that cross my mind. You know, how can people doubt my work? As strong as I know how powerful I am. Like, how can they not know? How can they not know? How can they doubt me? See, and I simply understand that that doubt is simply a reflection of them. So it doesn't matter. Told someone, I don't believe anymore. I know who I am. There's a certain sense of power that comes with knowing. And it is very, very fulfilling. Very enriching for my soul. Knowing my worth. Not doubting who I am anymore. Not allowing myself to be defined by anybody or anything. Not trying to live up to anybody's expectations. Man, just loving myself. Man, I love it, y'all. I try to empower everybody that I run across. I even told myself the other day, man, you know, one conversation with me would change your life. And that's a wonderful thing to me. So I should be able to stand on that, see. See, there's like, when you begin to make excuses, when you begin to tell yourself that there's things that you should be doing, but you don't do it, that's you questioning yourself. That's you doubting yourself. That is you not knowing your worth. Just do it, people. Like Nike. You know what I'm saying? Just do it. Just be you. Just allow yourself to really explore your worth. See, until you put yourself in certain situations, right, until you truly test yourself to really know your worth, then you're only keeping yourself in a box. You're only limiting yourself. So allow yourself to be that, have that millionaire mindset without the million, see? Man, the Hot Boys, y'all playing, man. Them boys are powerful, man. They started up on it. Them boys talked about a million and talked about all that helicopters, and they ain't have it, but what happened? See, we even talking magic here, impressing your mind. Knowing your worth is really beyond where you are. Knowing you are not supposed to be meant to be where you are. Stop limiting yourself by not understanding your worth. There's so many things that come from that. So many layers that you have to peel back to even understand, right? How worth, how powerful, how meaningful your life is. You are here for a reason. Your life is very meaningful. There is no dollar sign. There is no outfit. No pair of shoes. None of that you can put on, right, to make you worth something. And man, I'm just thinking about how I often tell the kids to really love on themselves, because some of these kids are in a bad place of not really knowing their worth. You know, be careful what you say to your kids. You know, if you question your worth, don't put them in a place of questioning theirs. It is very, very, a very, very sad cycle. And that cycle has been repeated over time. There was a time in your life to where you began to question yourself. You began to doubt yourself. And see, there comes a time in your life where you have to remind yourself who you are. See, once you, the first step of you not knowing your worth comes from you being taught to be, right? Come from you being taught to be who you should be. that's one of the first layers that you have to peel back in knowing your worth. And man, we're gonna go to a small break, and we'll come back, and then we're gonna get off into the layers that you have to peel back in order to really find your worth, and how many levels you have to go through to really get there, and how it's an ongoing process once you find your worth. It's very priceless. Thank you all for your time and energy. Thank you all. We appreciate you all. Hope y'all enjoy this song. Hope y'all enjoy this Jay-Z. Appreciate you all once again.
It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, O, H to the O, V. I used to move snowflakes by the up. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the ROC. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, Ho, O, not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. This ain't a movie, dog.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Thing ain't lie. I done came through the block and everything that's fly. I'm like Che Guevara with bling on. I'm complex. I never claimed to have wings on. By any means on, whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out, because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't invent the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense to me. Lying as if I am a different man. And I could blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive chains. Hope you don't think users are the only abusers. Getting high within the game. If you do, then how would you explain? I'm 10 years removed, still the vibe is in my veins. I got a hustler spirit, period. Check out my hat, yo, peep the way I wear it. Check out my swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. No matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was before you got here. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
Now, back to our regular scheduled program. L'album noir, the black album.
Man, yeah, man, I love Jay-Z, man. Man, there's a lot of people that, you know, question who he's with and all of that kind of stuff. And man, but I'm telling you, that brother's in the know. Jay-Z knows what's going on. But anyway, though, I can use that for a topic for another show. Like, so much I can talk about when it comes to Jay. But we talking about your worth. That's one brother that knows his worth, I tell you that. Three-fifths of a man is what he said. Three-fifths of a man told. That's what we were told our worth was. See, when we began to really try to peel back the layers of knowing our worth, we got to understand first that we've been taught that we want shit for a long time, y'all. It's so instilled in our DNA. So many things that have been, man, beat into us, right? To the point to where we don't even know, like, man, I think about it often, and it's so powerful. A lot of us be like, if I was a slave, what they would have did, and, you know, I wouldn't have took this. Man, you don't know what you would have done. It's very sad to hear people even talk that way. The level, the mentality that you had to be on. See, this is why not knowing your worth was so powerful. man, so many of our people didn't know they were back then. Some people, so many of our people were removed from the motherland and taught to be something else and enslaved and beat to be something else and made to be something else and killed to be something else. To the point to where over time it's been systematically instilled in us on who we should be, who we can be, who we cannot be. In order for you to truly break away from that, you have to understand the levels in which you've been taught and trained and systematically programmed on who the hell to be and who not to be. Every moment you spent in school, every moment you spent in any type of structured program was something training you on how to be in certain situations, how to react, how to speak, how not to speak, when to shut the fuck up. Even your mother, your parents taught you this. Shut up. Who's talking to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, the programming to your worthlessness, to you questioning, like, really who you are, starts at a very young age. That's why you find so many kids constantly doubting themselves. They don't even know how to be powerful because they've been told that they not shit for so long. And a lot of times you don't have to tell a child any of those words. Your actions can speak way more volumes than your words to a child. How you react to them in certain situations. A child never, like, if you ask a child that has been cursed out by his mother or parents when they were little, do they remember it? They'll tell you, yes, I do. They can't remember every hug they got. They can't remember every time their mama told them they loved them. But they can remember every time that they got cursed out. Every time that they were made to feel like they weren't worth shit. Every time somebody degraded them or talked bad to them. Those moments are unforgettable. This is the power of this negativity. This is the power of this negative energy. It consumes you. It consumes every cell in your body. Every one of the over 44 million cells in your body can be consumed by stress, doubt, and fear. See, knowing your worth only comes with truly understanding that, excuse me, you have to truly love yourself. Until you do that, your worth will always be in question. How much you truly love yourself will always be in doubt. And a lot of times you might not even understand where it's coming from. But it's simply you. It's always you. It's always you not allowing yourself to truly love yourself. See, this is what really the worthlessness, the feeling of it comes, kicks in. At a young age, it's hard to even identify with it because you don't truly know love for yourself. What I mean by that is because you are already being taught that the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate love is how much you can love somebody else. So automatically, that love that you genuinely, that love that you were divinely given for yourself is being taken from. Your worth is already, the moment you even enter this realm of existence, your worth is being programmed from you and given to everything else outside of you. See, love is the most powerful energy, the most powerful frequency. 528 hertz is the frequency that love vibrates on. This is why even the Bible tells us true love casts out all fears. See, until you truly love yourself, you will always doubt yourself in some type of way. You will always not know your worth. You will always question whether you're worth it, whether you are enough. See, the power with knowing yourself and loving yourself comes with loving, truly, truly loving yourself. Being able to really say, you know what? I'm good. I don't need none of that to make me feel nothing, nobody. Like, you become so empowered, so free because there's no more definition on who the fuck you are anymore. You're not allowing yourself to become a victim of anybody's, let alone your own circumstances anymore. See, you begin to flow as the universe wants you to. You begin to create from that space of knowing your worth. You begin to speak shit and know it's going to happen because you're going to make it happen. So you begin to understand that you are your own savior. See, once you truly know your worth, you stop looking for anybody or anything to save you. You become all that you seek to see, all that you're looking for to come save you. You become all of that. For the women, you become your own knight in shining armor. God damn it. You're not waiting on no man to come in like you a damsel in distress, like these fairy tales want you to believe. And as a man, you're not looking for a woman to just come in and make you feel like, oh, man, I'm good now, to make you feel complete. See, you know your worth. And as you do that, you walk in that. And that way, when you find yourself in any place or any place of trying to be or love someone, it's only adding to that other person. And that only person is only adding to you because you fully know your worth. You don't need nobody to build you up if you're a man, see? You're not looking for no woman to make you into a man, see? You become that on your own. See, this is the power of knowing your worth. I watch it all the time. It's so sad. It's so sad when I see how easily and how quickly people can give up their worth. See, money is called currency for a reason. That's why people say everything has a price. That's why they call people sellouts. See, there's a reason why these terms exist. See, people can't believe you did what you did for the little bit of shit you did it for. A lot of times, there ain't no money involved. People just do shit because they ain't worth shit. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes people just do fucked up shit. Because they ain't worth shit. See, you cannot consider yourself so priceless, right, and be around worthless people. I'm sorry. Just the way it is. Not everyone has the same value as you. And what I mean by that is not everyone knows their worth. That doesn't mean that you're better than them or whatever the case may be. It only means that you know your worth. So you need to surround yourself with people that simply know their worth as you do. See, the more you're around people that don't know their worth and you feel like you know your worth, what is left for you to do? It's only left for you to give them your worth. There's nothing else you're really going to do. They're only going to take from you. That's all they're going to do. Millionaires don't hang around broke people. I'm sorry, but they don't. And then how they go. So if you are rich within your soul, you are rich within yourself, you cannot be allowing broken people to drain you continuously. You cannot do it. It's time for you to vibrate on a higher frequency once you begin to know your worth, once you begin to find your worth. See, it's a path. It is a road. It is a journey that we travel. And man, it can be a long one. It can be a lonely one. It can, it's a winding road, I should say. Man, it has its peaks and it has its valleys. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you have to embrace it. Because your life is meant for you to show you your worth. Everything that you go through, all your trials and tribulations is meant to show you how powerful you are. So if you're only going through the same shit over and over and over, you're not recognizing your worth and your power, how easily you can pull yourself out of this. Stop waiting on people to save you. Stop waiting on something to happen for everything to go right for you. I just need this one thing to happen. Once you get out and make it happen. See, you got to know your worth. So much power in it, my people. So much power in it. Once you truly understand that the levels that you have to really allow yourself to go through to really find your worth. You know where to start. That's why I was talking about your early childhood, how you were taught that, how you were taught what to be worth, what to do, how to do it, who to be, you know. When they ask you what you want to be when you grow up, everything that you listed was basically an occupation, working for someone, being something that you saw somebody else be. Fireman, policeman, lawyer, doctor, whatever the case may be. You saw somebody else be that. Your worth was already taken from you. It's very sad when you think about it. That's what I was talking about with the program, the training that comes with that. See, as you get older, we find ourselves taking on different things or find ourselves meeting different people in our lives, and we begin to really allow things and people to become determining factors in our work. They become our measuring sticks for what we're worth, what we accumulate in life, our successes, our riches, our highs become our measuring stick. Man, I used to do this. I used to have this. I did this before. And so once you're not at that point, you feel like you're not where you should be. But in all actuality, you're right where you need to be in life. Right now, in this moment, you're right where you're supposed to be. See? When you become unattached and unmoved, like the tree, it is easy for you to identify with. All this shit is just something to control you. Like I said before, money is called currency for a reason. I tell people there's a reason why you feel a certain type of way when you got some money and you feel a certain type of way when you don't. What is your worth? What are you being controlled by? What is your happiness determined by? Can you be happy regardless about your financial status? Doesn't you having some money or you being broke, does that mean that you're just because you're broke or you broke in? See, a lot of people get broken, they become broken. They're not the same people anymore. Because they ain't got no goddamn money. To the point to where you even know it. I don't know why. I know why he is. Like, he ain't got no money. That's what that is. I already know why. Every time a nigga ain't got no money, you go to tripping. You automatically know how people act when they do certain things because you know what they allow to determine their worth. Well, I know when he's doing good because, shit, look at him. He come around, he do this, he do that. I know when he's doing good. I can tell, boy. Hey, you all right? Yeah, nigga smiling and got an outfit on. And you know what I'm saying? You like, yeah. See, that shit is determining your worth. You just got on a costume, man. That's basically all you. It's just a shell of who you are. When you don't know your goddamn worth, man, you anything defines you, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how you see certain people always going through fucking with different people. You know, they always surround themselves with people who worth something because they ain't worth shit. And you look at him like, every time he always hanging with them people, I don't know why he don't. Why they fucking with him? Why is he with them? Why she with them, girl? I don't know why she with them. She ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, at the end of the day, now you know that if you see that in somebody else, then that means you really ain't worth shit yourself. See, it's polarity in all things. See, you can't sit up and be talking about somebody else not being worth shit. What does that make you? See, man, it's different when you tell them, hey, you ain't worth shit. See, that's different. That's different. See, it's okay if you tell them, hey, I just want to let you know, to me in my eyes, you ain't worth shit. I just want to let you know that. I ain't going to go tell nobody else that. I'm going to let you know that. See, now, it's some power in that. That's cool right there. You know what I'm saying? But, man, it's very powerful, y'all. I often find myself asking myself, you know, is this worth it now? Because I know my worth. So I ask myself, is this even worth me doing? Is this worth my energy? Is this worth my time? So now I question, are these worth it? Are things worth my work, my time, my energy? And if it's not, I'm gone. See, I don't give it to it because I know my worth. I know my goddamn worth, man. See, when you know your worth, it's easy for you to pull back on anything that you feel like ain't worth your worth. If I feel like you ain't worth my time, you do not get my time. It's just that simple. If I feel like you are not worth my time, you do not get my time. It's just that simple. And man, time is really an illusion, right? Once we understand that, you can really understand the essence of your worth. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. It is very indicative of your time, right? When we understand the diaspora that we live in, right, in this society, how we're taught to trade our time for money, right? That is for a reason. If you are continuously going around like you're pressed for time, like everything that you do is on a time limit, I only got time to do this, I got time to do that, I only got time to do this. What actually are you getting done? See, if everything is a priority, nothing is. Most of the things that you manifested in your life, some of the best things that you created in your life are the things that you gave the most energy to at one time. See, if you feed the small things, small energy over small amounts of time, you're only going to get that back. See, to give the energy to what you want to get. So you have to reciprocate it in order to receive it. It's universal law. And I also explained to you how it's universal law that once you know your worth, the universe will respond to it. I'll tell you how. So if we come back from this small break, peace and love. Appreciate you all once again for your time and energy.
And whatever.
Zigzags in this bag of this weed, it gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this sea, on this earth. And since birth, I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blur, to berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps in itself to relieve all this tension, dispensing these sentences, getting this stress that's been eating me recently off of this chest. And I rest again peacefully, peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freaks see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not Mr. Instinct, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a prick if you tip me. My tank is on empty, it's on empty. No patience is in me, and if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet. In the air, I don't care who was there and who saw me. Just draw you, go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio only would play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why? The news every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Sometimes I just feel like my father. I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense, it's constant. And oh, it's just lyrical content. That's all guilty conscience has gotten such rotten responses. And all of this controversy circles me, and it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index, the pinky, or the ring, or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck, when you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull, cause they full of shit too. When a dude's getting bullied and shoots up your school, and they blame it on Maryland and the heroin, where were the parents at? And look where it's at, middle America. Now it's a tragedy, now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happening. Then attacking the NIM cause I rap this way. But I'm glad cause they feed me the views that
for the fire to burn, and it's burning, and I just return, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die or get fired and drop from my label. Let's stop with the fables. I'm not gonna be able to top what my name is. Pigeonholed into some poppy sensation that got me rotation at rock and roll stations. And I just do not got the patience to deal with these cocky Caucasians who think I'm some wigger who just tries to be black. Cause I talk with an accent and grab on my balls, so they always keep asking the same fucking question. What school did I go to? What hood I grew up in? The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how? Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out. News they driving me crazy. I can't take it, I'm racing, I'm pacing, I stand and I sit, and I'm thankful for every fan that I get, but I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by it. No, I won't sign you on a graph, you can call me an asshole, I'm glad, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why? The news every day I am. I don't know if it's the way I am.
Man. I am whoever you say I am. That's Eminem, man. Hey, man, that's, if you think that white boy don't know his words, I don't know who the hell you listen to. But, man, it's what I was saying earlier before we went to break about once you know your worth, the universe will respond to it. What I mean by that is the frequency that you begin to operate on once you know your worth, the universe responds to that. Everything that you do, everything that you have begins to resonate from you knowing your worth, begins to be you really creating your reality, you walking into your blessings, you going to go get all the things that you want to go get, you going to create that reality that you are out to create for yourself, you going to create that legacy that you know that you are here to create. See, this is what happens when you begin to know your worth. You begin to assert yourself in different areas and places of your life that you hadn't been doing, that you knowing that was lacking. You stop looking for excuses. You just start making shit happen. So know your worth. Stop allowing people and things to determine who you are, where you go, what you do. You don't need shit but you. All it takes sometimes is just simple. It's just you showing up. That is your worth. You knowing your worth is simply knowing that it's just a matter of you showing up. That is it. The universe will respond to the rest once you know the truth and believe that you are enough. So you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. You are powerful. You are so worth it. You are so worthy of all the things that you want, all the things that your heart desires. And all you have to do is know it. Go get it. I appreciate you all for your time and energy. I really do. And I hope that you all took something from this. And I hope you walk away understanding that you are worth it. And I appreciate you all on behalf of the whole family over in Enhancing Awareness Radio. And we'll see you all again next Friday. And it was very, very powerful. Thank you.
When I wake up, no makeup, half naked, I feel like I'm the shit. Pardon my language, but hang-ups do not define the kid. No, I'm not flawless, I'm scarred up and I'm fine with it. My body are the laundry list of all of life's unkindnesses, but I still sip tea and chant om and live free, cause hardships and heartbreaks turn to rap epiphanies. And mom told me stay woke, cause all gold ain't glistening. Choose your words wisely, cause the all-knowing's listening. But no worries, I'm Gucci, my thighs are a little juicy, my dialogue a little awkward, my idols still move me. My life is a movie, like Raheem and Mookie. I'm just trying to do the right thing, hope that it improves me. My bamboos are costume to me, you'll be soon a costume to me. This tomorrow I got royal hemoglobin coursing through me, and my strength is now inhuman. I get that straight from my homie, signed in silver mouth, the grill of yours and truly.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are.
I was in that mirror like 4 or 5 times a week on my mile of each, reciting affirmations like holy writing. I still don't know everything, but I guess confessions from 8x11s and studio sessions seem like it's only right. And trust me, this my therapy, fuck your couch. Finna murk all these Murphy types, funny style, let me shut your mouth. Touch me, I'm slaughtering crews, squads, goons, teams. The queen is coming to rule your region, coming for all of your asses, plus your house. I ain't always have it in me, no tolerance for pretending. I was 14 years old, forcing pills down my throat, so my baby fat diminished. Still got these scars from cutting my wrist when I thought the life was finished. Now they remind me what my lows look like, now I know the sky's the limit. Okay, never claim to be perfect, that's an impossible dream. I'm just saying that I'm working, that's a responsible thing. Spend half my life trying to find my light from outside sources. Why the only voice that mattered came from me?
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine.
Aggressive, that's too masculine. And her content a little too obsessive, just relax a bit. She say she got, that's narcissistic, just the facts of it. Nah, I don't really F with female rappers, that's just sacrilege. Glad I learned early not to internalize every income. Daddy told me with every opinion there comes a sphincter. And they would rather see them thoughts and popularize a thinker. Why them lying archetypes is chasing cat, them trying to sphincter. Rap barrels in caramello apparel, mainly vintage. Mero composer, warrior, so every verse became a vengeance. Went through too much hair to not be fine, but still feigning ignorance. So now I came to click my just do with remaining interest. Baby, I'm a star without the flash frame of fancy. Came out to doctor up the entire game upon my entry. Kept it 100, messed around and gained another century. And this now I'm aimed to pop off till my mental chamber's empty. I'm unbothered, your standards is irrelevant. I might F around and rock a body, all this for the hell of it. They've been trying to martyr me for ages cause my melanin. So now I'm soaking UV rays with sugar slathered on my abdomen. My dude, I'm magic, my game is got it. My mood is savage, that game is Connie's my moves and mountains, my brain's astonishing. Days the sun is like rain and comets, they blazing. Trails through planets all hail is kind of amazing. That's right, we'll call it self now. Discovered I was dope and indulge like I'm Skeletron. And you could call me arrogant and that's gonna help love it. If you trying to knock me down, your demolition's fell, bruh, fell, bruh, fell, bruh, fell.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. You better shine on them, baby, you're a star. You better be exactly who you are forever. Cause they gon' try and change your heart. Don't let up, cause you're so damn fine just the way you are.